I don't want to try to mess this up or add to it or take away from it, but this morning I was reading one of my devotionals, and it came back to me. Even when Steve started speaking, and as Phil has continued on about knowing Jesus Christ, I'm going to be real short. It's one little short paragraph I was reading that come to me. It says, where'd it go? It took off. And it's talking about Jesus Christ and him, you know, like Phil was just saying, knowing Jesus Christ. It says, until you find a relationship with Jesus, life will really, really not want, excuse me, until you find a relationship with Jesus, life will not really make sense. The entire universe was created through Jesus, and it refers over to John 1:3. He loves you. In a relationship with him, you find God's wisdom and God's power, and he will lead us on. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Excuse me. You know, a lot of times in the Old Testament, a lot of the chapters start with, some of them do, I know. It says, the burden of the word of the Lord came to so-and-so. Y'all know what I'm talking about? And I believe the burden of the Lord has come forth this morning, don't y'all? And there's a reason for it. And I know everybody here's probably said amen, but the reason is this afternoon, Sunday afternoon, tomorrow's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And the question is, what does God want us to do with the burden of the word of the Lord that's come to us about having a closer relationship with him? And it gets to be personal. You're going to leave here and hopefully meditate on the word, and I hope to as well. But God wants us to examine ourselves, and I believe the key is to talk to him about where you're at in your journey, in your home, and as you go to work. That's important. Otherwise, the week's going to unfold, and next Sunday or Wednesday, whenever we come back together, nothing changes. When God gives his burden, and his burden this morning is, it is priceless that the God of wonders who has saved our soul wants to be more intimate in a closer relationship with us, each and every one of us. That should not be taken lightly, because unless you're different than I am, we live in a world that is compromising us many times. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? It's so easy to get to a place where, well, I'm walking with the Lord, I'm talking with the Lord, but it's not the case. God wants to be real to us. And I guess my encouragement this morning is take this to heart. And let's get alone with the Lord and ask him to show us what we need to do to have a closer walk with him. That's important.
I hope I don't mess it up either. Early this morning, I was talking to Kenny, and I had a song on my heart, and I really believe it's a hymn, but I'm just going to read the words. But I really believe, with all my heart, God is here this morning, and he's speaking to his people. And if you don't know Christ today, I really believe with all my heart, now's the time to say, God, I surrender. I'm coming to you, Lord, because I need you. I cannot do this on my own. But the name of the song is Softly and Tenderly, Jesus is Calling. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See that the portals, he is waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading? Do you not believe God this morning is pleading his heart to his people? Pleading for you and for me. Why should we linger? Why delay? And heed not his mercies, mercies for you and for me. time is now fleeting. The moments are passing from you and from me. Shadows are gathering. Death beds are coming for you and for me. Very last verse, oh, for the wonderful love he has promised. He has promised for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon. Pardon for you and for me. Come home, ye who are weary. Come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling, O sinner, come home. Praise the Lord.